This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome, everybody. We are back on the podcast. We are back on Twitch. The grand return. I have returned. And of course, not just I is here. It is Mr. Mike Howell.
What is up,
buddy?
Party people.
What's up, man?
Just living the dream, my dude. You know me.
Oh, big living of big dreams.
Yeah, thanks for pushing us back an hour. Gave me time to get my lift in, get a nice shower before this.
Oh, good, good, good. No, it's fine for me, except now I have to sacrifice the beginning of the hockey game. I've got a taping.
I'm sorry.
I'm old school like that. I got a taping. So no spoilers. Wow. I'm going to watch it after this stream where, big one, big week.
Who are you guys playing?
Big week. Oh, Toronto is playing the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Ooh, fun.
Game two.
I always like the Lightning. That's a cool, like, hockey name.
It's a cool name.
Everything's so fast-paced. It's like, boom, Lightning.
There's probably lots of Lightning in Florida because it rains all the time.
Oh, there probably is. I mean, do you think before they play Here Comes the Shock?
It's the theme song.
I have to do it.
It's the theme song for all sports teams, according to Mike. It's wonderful.
It
well,
is.
Hey, it's great to be back on Twitch. Welcome everyone in the chat. All the usuals are here already. I'm glad you're back.
We love to see it.
Obviously, there's a big release this Friday from a certain little band, which maybe we'll talk about.
Yeah, AWOL Nation, new album. Stoked.
Oh, sick. Lots of stuff. So it's a big week, but we like to start with news. Is there any?
Yeah, I got three news items. Do we want to start happy? Do we want to start sad? Where we're at?
Let's start. Well, there's three. Is there a middle of the road one?
There's middle of the road.
Let's start with the middle of the road one.
Middle of the road one. Kind of unfortunate, but not the worst thing in the world. Coheed and Cambria are pushing back their album.
Okay.
I think they're pushing it back from like June to August. So not a huge deal in the grand scheme of things. I think they're doing for physical releases. I didn't read the statement fully. I just kind of jotted down the new date, but just so everybody's aware, that's the thing that's happening.
A lot of bummed out nerds out there. A lot of bummed out nerds.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm whelmed by the news.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Middle of the road. Nah, let's go sad. I'm ready for it, I think.
All right. Sad. Do you remember a band called Artist vs. Poet?
I do. Yes, I do remember them. Yeah, I did hear about this. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, their vocalist, Tracy Thomason, has passed away. I know that he was working on some other projects and things like that, and I honestly don't know what they were. But always sad when we have a band that was honestly kind of huge at the time on the Warped Tour scene, have something like this happen. It's always just tragic to lose a musician.
Yeah, it's brutal, and I saw the discussion online just about what a great guy he was and everything else too. So it's
yep,
yeah, it's that's terrible news.
much love to the band and the, family, of course. And for the last piece.
For the last piece, you know, I got to bring it up. It's May 4th. That's Star Wars Day.
It is. It is Star Wars Day.
I'm wearing my Aelstorm Darth Vader shirt for this.
Nice.
I love Star Wars, and it's just always cool to celebrate Star Wars Day. I haven't gotten to watch any Star Wars content yet. I've been busy all day, but probably going to toss on like Empire or something like that after this and vibe.
Now, I want to know the history of this May the 4th. Now, obviously,
yeah.
I know how it works. Everyone knows May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. But when did this start? Because this wasn't a thing like when I was really growing up. I feel like this has only happened in the last maybe 10 years.
Yeah, I really think it's something that kind of spawned out of internet culture, and maybe like a couple of people had said it before and everybody was like, oh, that's kind of punny. But like once internet culture kind of got a hold of it, there started being more and more announcements. Disney took over Star Wars. It became a huge thing. There's tons of sales and announcements on the day and stuff like that. Celebrations all over the place. Just tons of crazy stuff. And, you know, I'm honestly here for it. It's really cool to have a day like this and everybody can kind of talk about Star Wars and just, you know, be nerdy and have some fun.
Do you have a favorite Star Wars character?
Yeah.
I know that's very difficult maybe to pick, but do you have one?
So I've got like...
Jar Jar Binks.
No.
Jar Jar Binks.
I've got like three. Like my favorite like light side, like Jedi character, good guy, right? That's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
He's classic. My favorite like villain character, that's Darth Maul.
Okay.
Just absolute badass. And they really kind of like gave him a cool character arc through the animated shows.
Okay.
Which is just awesome. Easily favorite villain by far. Just cool dynamic character. And like my favorite middle of the road character is this like pirate guy named Hondo Ohnaka. And he's just ridiculous. And like kind of like Jar Jar Binks, like gets into antics. Yeah. But they're always like, I smell money and like profit based. And there's like more motive to just like silly antics. And it's always a good time when he shows up on screen.
There you go. So yes, we're recording this on May 4th. However, May 6th, we're going to have a bunch of records coming out. However, before we get into all those ones, we have to talk about some of the records that came out last week. Last week we still had a top six, but it was definitely not as big a week as this week is.
Yeah. It wasn't as saturated. We had a couple smaller bands on. I think that it was really cool kind of showcasing some up and coming bands in the scene, especially coming out of Australia and my local scene. Yeah, there's just a ton of awesome stuff. You want to start that number one?
Yes, I do.
So the Savior record, Shine and Fade, I unfortunately wasn't able to get to it until like Monday.
Oh.
Had kind of a busy weekend.
Okay.
This record's an absolute banger though, all the way through. I love it.
I really like it too. A worthy number one pick. You kind of knew, I guess you knew it was just going to bang. It's, I believe it's like only 8 tracks or something, but the tracks all, each one's kind of epic.
Yeah, it's really cool.
They have a lot squeezed into each track and really, really, really enjoyed this. It's cool because I think it's kind of picking up where the band left off a little bit. Like it has a little bit of, it doesn't really sound like it came out in 2022, but in a good way. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's got like a bit classic, a bit of a timeless feel to it. I love the aggression and I love some of the emotion too that this record has.
Yeah, I agree. It really feels like the band kind of just picked up where they left off, but had that like 5-year break and put that like 5 years worth of learning and polish onto the record and just made it kind of pop with their sound. I really like it. I think it's solid all the way through.
Absolutely. Hopefully we're seeing this band back on the road, you know, getting some more attention on them. Cause yeah, they're terrific, terrific band. We're talking about Savior. That's with an I-O-U-R they're from Australia and we are people that love the Queen. We love the Queen.
Be like that.
We love the Queen. What else?
I want to talk about this Void of Vision EP. Because we kind of, we said this is number 4 because it's only an EP. And if it was an album, it'd be number 1. They absolutely slayed it on this 5-track EP. They put a song with Hannah from Creeper on it.
Yep.
And I think that track is just incredible. Like her voice complements so well on that. And overall, I just love this EP. It's easily up there in contention for my EPs of the year.
I agree. I love EPs in general as a thing. I always said I would love it if instead of a band putting out a record every 2 years, they just put an EP every year. You know, just give me half of a record. Give me a side A.
Give us so much to talk about, though.
it would be, but I've always said that. And this was a perfect. We got a raid. Nick Knock raid. Look at that.
What's up, Nick?
Nick Nocturnal. Oh, bringing in the 257 viewers.
That's another new noise news. Aren't you going to be there Friday?
I am going to be there Friday with Nick.
Hell yeah.
No, Thursday, actually, with Nick. Thursday. What am I saying? Tomorrow. Cool. Yes. We're getting all over the place with this stream. Tomorrow, 5 p.m., I believe it is. 5 p.m. Eastern. I'll be on with Nick on his channel. Nick Nocturnal, awesome. And he's there in the chat. Follow him. Make sure. I'm sure you already do. And welcome Raiders for people just joining us. And basically, we're talking about new music, just like Nick does. We do it a little early. And right now, we're talking about some records. Last week, we just talked about the great EP. It's a full length album from Savior, 8 tracks. And we were just talking about Joy Division, which I always think of Joy Division when I say it fast.
I do too.
Definitely different. Void of Vision. This is a great EP, and I'm to jump back into it. I really think this band. I really want to hear what they'll do on a full length, because they've shown that they have the ability to be a pretty diverse, interesting band with a lot of different textures. So definitely into it.
I really like their last release, Hyper Days. I know I talked about it last week, but I didn't really get into it until the Redux. And then I kind of just fell in love with both versions of the record. I think between their last EP, Chapter 1, and this new EP, Chapter 2, we kind of get a glimpse at a full length when you kind of put them together. Both of them are really fun, but they are kind of distinct in their sound still. I think what they've learned on these EPs is really going to help them when they go into the studio for the next album, just kind of put forward the best effort this band's ever had. And I think it's really, really going to show and it's going to help them explode.
100%, man. 100%. And a reminder to refresh the stream if you're a Raider so we get a view count. Much appreciated. Hit that refresh button. Okay, Mike, anything else from last week before we jump into this week?
Yeah, I want to talk about this new And Hell Followed With record.
Oh.
Because they're my local boys. And we got to do that.
I have to leave these horns out of these blurry horns up for this this whole segment, because this is ferocious.
This record just goes. It's so heavy. I loved it.
It's so heavy, but you know, I will give them a little more credit. Yes, this is pretty much an ass burner all the way through, but their use of their the ambient stuff in this record, it does
kind of how like Brand of Sacrifice does as well.
They
make really good use of what I've kind of been thinking of lately is like negative space in deathcore, where there's almost like anticipation built up by it not being completely ferocious the entire time. Kind of like Lorna Shore too, and it just really, really makes it so much heavier. And this band just does it so well, especially for a smaller band too.
I think absolutely.
Just better and better things to come.
Yeah. This band totally, totally rips. And I love this record. And Hell Followed With. Interesting name, but great band. So yes, everyone check that out as well.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one more that I wanted to talk about. This one I didn't put on New Noise last week because they were kind of new to me on Friday when I kind of saw the album artwork and I went and checked out the band. It's this band called Point Mort, just M-O-R-T, which is a weird band name. They had some cool album artwork and I was kind of enticed. It's kind of progressive rock, post-rock, a little bit of chaotic mathcore thrown in there. And just a really, really cool, diverse album that kind of takes you through a bunch of different twists and turns and has a bunch of different styles, but doesn't feel like they just kind of threw everything in the kitchen sink on this record. It feels really well orchestrated and done and written.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of blown away by this record. So absolutely. Make sure you guys go check that out.
Super There's another small band. One. Point Mort.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was last week. We are going to talk about all of the music coming up this week. Mike, we have a top 9.
We do. And that doesn't even include our honorable mentions, which are also copious in number.
Copious.
This week.
Copious. Okay. Copious. Well, I'm very ready to get into this. So we're going to start with number 9.
So number 9, I put this record on here because I was honestly kind of impressed by the singles. I expected this to be an honorable mention when I was kind of looking at everything. And when I was listening to all the singles from the bands that are putting out records this week that I'm aware of, I was just kind of impressed. I thought it was better than I expected from them. It's the new record Explosions by 3 Days Grace. I'm not going to say that this is going to be album of the year or anything like that.
Hell no.
No. But the band's kind of got a touch of what I loved on these songs from the records like 1X and just early stuff like that. I think there's a little bit of potential here that there could be some really, really cool B-sides on this record. And just figured we'd bring it up.
Yeah. You know, if you like radio rock music, this is a great band to listen to. Their only band that somehow changed singers and no one even noticed. I don't know. It's an interesting one.
I still think that's hilarious.
Yeah, no one noticed. It was like, okay, we'll just get a different person and it's fine. We'll just keep going and get even bigger. Very interesting. I got to say, I'm going to pull up the singles because I'm forgetting them now, the names of them. There was
So-Called Life, Neurotic, and Lifetime.
Right.
I didn't like Lifetime very much.
So
like the other two are decent.
So So-Called Life, the lyrics were real tough for me. Couldn't really get into that one, if we're being honest. I thought Lifetime was maybe the best 3 Days Grace song I've ever heard.
Really?
I actually thought that
it's pretty emotional, like that.
And here's the thing. Growing up in Canada, obviously, 3 Days Grace is everywhere. They're massive, massive band. But I never been a huge fan. This, I think, is one of their maybe best songs. Obviously, a little slower, a little more emotional. But I dig it. So, I mean, I think this is worthy of making our top 9 this week, for sure. And, you know, it's a band that I don't think they put out a ton of material.
They really don't.
So, you know, give it a check if you are into that kind of thing. That's for sure. 3 Days Grace at number 9. Let's move on to number 8.
So number 8, I've got this band here. I think this record is going to be good, but I think it's going to be exactly what we expect of it. And it is the new record Pain Into Power by Los Angeles' finest Terror.
Terror is a
hardcore band.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like Terror. These singles sound like Terror.
Yep.
I'm not going to be surprised by anything on this record. It's going to go on my lifting playlist and that's about it.
Yeah. The singles have been very what you would expect. I agree. Mm-hmm. Very short, to the point, rippers, very fast. I mean,
I love Terror, the corpse grinder feature too on the first single that they put out.
I know. That's what I was just going to bring up. I mean, to bring in a guy like Corpse Grinder, from obviously this is the singer of Cannibal Corpse we're talking about, into the hardcore world, that's a little different, you know. Obviously, you know, metal and hardcore are not the same thing. This is, you know, a little bit different. And but I'm really, really interested to see if they do pull out anything a little bit interesting on this. But if it's just straight to the point, classic Terror hardcore that they've been doing for the better part of 20 years, I'll take it every time. I love Terror.
They're one of the biggest hardcore bands for a reason. And I think this record is just going to further cement them there. Don't think we're going to be surprised by anything, but think it's still going to be a great record. Yep.
And if you like Terror, check out Scott's old band from the 90s called Buried Alive. Not the Buried Alive band that Mike likes. Buried Alive, B-U-R-I-E-D.
Not the Fruit Band, the other one.
Not the Fruit Band, yes.
The other one too, though.
I like the other one too. Very different, both very good artists.
Oh yeah.
There it is. Number 8, Terror. Number 7, continuing on.
Number 7, this is a band that I didn't think I was going to be talking about on the show, but I was pleasantly surprised by their second single, A New Responsibility. It's the new record. I think it's called Fury by Upon a Burning Body. This is a band that I kind of loved really early on in their career. Then they made some pretty sketchy PR moves.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that. We all know about that. And then they kind of made like a bad thrash metal record. And I like thrash metal. It wasn't a good one. but they seem kind of back into the metalcore, deathcore realm with these two singles. And I almost feel ready to be heard again.
Yeah.
I think I kind of miss the like Hispanic, like Mexican, Latino influence on these songs that they used to have, but I still think they're putting out good music again. So.
Yeah. You know, I think this band is really good. I think they've always been good. I think that they tried to get a little over gimmicky with like, you know,
they definitely
the
did.
Stage costumes and then the obvious, big gimmick where they pretended the singer had been like kidnapped or whatever. It was
a
bad PR move. And that really set them back because they were kind of right on the up and up there for a little while back in when it was at maybe 2015 ish. So
yep.
I will agree with you though. And I think of the two singles released, the one called, is it Snake Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
That I thought that was a ripper. Really good.
Yeah, it's a little bit more thrashy, kind of like the last album they put out.
Yep.
But I think
yep.
cleaner and better than the last record.
Yeah, I was getting like some old school Slayer vibes on this and I was here for it. I like that you're taking that kind of approach, but also combining it with some modern elements and good production and, you know, modern sensibility. I think this is, this could be a really solid release. Is this a full length or an EP?
Yeah, full length.
Full length.
I think it's going to surprise a lot of people too.
Cool.
Because I know a lot of friends of mine used to be huge into Upon a Burning Body, can't listen to it anymore. So yeah. I'm hoping everybody can at least go in with an open mind, check out this record, have some fun.
Absolutely. All right. That's, what number was that? That was number seven. So we're going to get into number six.
So number six, completely changing it up. We're doing a 180 over to a pop punk / ska influenced band. This is a kind of cool, newer, up and coming band called Cliff Diver, all one word, with their new record, Exercise Your Demons. It is spelled exercise like you are working out. I love this band. I think they've got kind of a rawness that comes from putting out kind of Midwest emo pop punk and mixing it with horns and kind of, I'm not going to say symphonic elements, but kind of jazzy elements is just really kind of elevating it. And they're doing something kind of unique that not a lot of other bands are.
Oh, 100% agree. I never heard of this band before until you showed me the mic. And the first song I think I heard was called New Vegas Bomb.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is cool. This is like a little bit different. I really like this. And for a second, I was like, what does this remind me of? And it sort of reminded me a little bit of like old Say Anything, like quirky. Then all of like a sudden,
vocally. Yep.
Yeah, vocally. And then all of a sudden they break into a ska part. And I'm like, what? I did not see that coming, but yeah, okay. Okay. Like I'm always down for ska. And and now listening to, you know, diving into the rest of their catalog and stuff, I think this band is super cool and interesting, but like, again, they're not like just, it's not throwbacky. It's like, no. It's like they're doing something cool and new. They're just taking some of those elements.
Mm-hmm. They're combining them in different ways that we don't normally see. They're taking the Midwest out of the Midwest pop punk rather than the pop punk and taking the ska, and it's just really cool fusion. I love to see bands innovating like this and really taking things that and influences that they love and making it their own. This band's from Tulsa, Oklahoma too. So make sure if you're local, I know they play a lot of shows around there.
Sick.
Go check it out. I think my favorite singles, I do love the one that you mentioned, New Vegas Bomb, but I think that second one, IKEA Strikes Back, is just, that had me.
It's great.
Such a good song.
It's great. It's great. But yeah, if you haven't heard of this band, and you probably haven't, relatively under the radar, check them out. Cliff Diver at number six. All right. Now we're into the top five, finally.
Top five.
All right. Here
Back
we go.
To normalcy.
Number five.
Number five. This is an EP that kind of surprise dropped today. It is King Yusuf. I don't know how to pronounce his name exactly, but the new EP is called The Ever-Growing Wound. This is one of the coolest things. He's a producer gone solo artist, I believe. This stuff sounds like the last Code Orange record. It sounds like Loathe. It sounds like Love is Noise. It sounds like Ghost Mane. And it kind of takes all of the elements of that I love out of that and really combines them and makes this just such a unique project. You had a chance to listen to the EP too today, right?
I did listen to the EP. Very quickly. I skipped a little bit around because I was right before the show that I heard it. So
My bad.
It's okay. It's fresh in my mind. But I was really impressed with this too, because a lot of times when you have this kind of music where you're combining hardcore, let's just call it, for lack of a better term, hardcore with like electronic music. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes the electronic music takes over and it makes it feel cheesy.
It does.
And there's a way here that what he's doing, combining these elements, but still keeping it dark, serious, mm-hmm. but still catchy, but not catchy in like a stupid, lame way.
Yeah,
I really like the vibe on this. It's just really mm-hmm. like, I kind of just want to close my eyes and take it all in. And there's a lot to discover here because sonically it's very, very rich with lots of different stuff going on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to bring up is there's kind of a depth to it that you don't get with a lot of bands that are doing this, where the electronics aren't just kind of like one line on a keyboard, right? They're this very modern, very well done production, kind of like Mick Gordon, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the instrumentation is just great throughout. And like lyrically and vocally, he's able to really match his voice and the lyricism with the tones that are going on instrumentally as well. And it just feels like a really, really cool, complete project. I think if any kind of like young bands or anything like that are looking to make music like this, obviously go to this dude to get produced and make sure you check out his music. And I hope he keeps making music because this EP is right up there with that Void of Vision EP for my EP of the year right now.
Yeah. Very, very good. And it just came out today. So, we've just heard it and already it's blowing our minds. So, all right, we're getting to, that's number five, King Yosef, Y-O-S-E-F. A little bit of a strange spelling. All right, let's continue then, Mike. We're getting through these pretty quickly. Let's go on to number four.
So number four, we're going back up to Canada. We've got the new record, Harder Than It Looks by Simple Plan. Does this band miss?
Well, not recently. Nope. These singles are good. These singles are good. And, I got to say, like, I've been a big fan of Simple Plan since before their inception, when Pierre, and that is the loudest thing on earth.
Pierre, I had the shaker in my bottle.
Yeah. When Pierre, Chuck, and former bass player David were all in a different band called Reset. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite punk bands ever. So I've always known what these guys are capable of. I thought the first record is still classic, chock full of bangers. Then over the years, it seemed like, okay, once in a while, it's like, okay, do we really need to be this poppy? Do we really need to chase the radio? And it seems like now they're really just making the music they want. These songs absolutely slay. They're having a lot of fun with it. The collab with Derek from Sum 41, that's a great feature.
Fire.
And I'm really excited to hear some of the B-sides and kind of see if those B-sides, non-single tracks, if those are going to be absolute punk rock fire, are those going to be more like some of the...
More of the poppy stuff, who knows?
Or what is it going to be? And I really can't wait. This is probably going to be the first thing I listen to on Friday.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Obviously, growing up with Simple Plan, things along those lines, like this band is just... I think they found kind of the fun in it again. Like that song, Congratulations, where like the end of the chorus is just, congratulations, you didn't ruin my life. That's hilarious. And it's just sad boy stuff. And it reminds me of like all the old tracks. It's just...
Yeah, every day is the worst day ever. They've always had that like sort of like, we're kind of happy, but then like it kind of sucks, but we got a smile on our face. That to a T is that kind of, I won't say emo because look, I know, but emo. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Wow. We got through that fast. All right. We got three more. Let's bring it on. Number three.
So number three, this is another heavy one. We've got the new record Rashomon by Ibaraki. For those who don't know, this is Matt Heafy of Trivium's black metal project. And it is an absolute treat.
Yeah.
I love these songs and I can't wait for this record.
Well, Matt Heafy is one of the most hardworking motherfuckers there is. Straight up. Is he on Twitch right now? He was when we started.
Who knows?
He is absolutely just... the work ethic he has is unlike no other. So when he's going to put together a project like this, and when you listen to this, you're going to know what I mean. Just these songs are so... There's so much going on. They're just epic. The one with Gerard Way. Yeah, by the way, there's a feature, a Gerard Way feature on this thing.
And he doesn't sing in the traditional sense. Those are all unclean vocals by him.
It's something.
But, it's wild.
But we got a 9.5 minute or whatever song featuring Gerard Way. But what I really like about this project is, yes, it's black metal, but it has a different sense of melody that you don't really hear in black metal, like the same way, almost like sort of poppy, catchy. It doesn't just have that kind of droning melody over like just screaming. And the vocals are really interesting, but there's an element of this being the fact that Matt was born in Japan, right? This is a part of this project.
Yep. It all seems pretty oriental, Japanese, Asian influenced. I think it's super cool, kind of samurai, right?
Right.
You can just tell from the song names, right? But just overall, like throughout the songs too, you even get some of kind of like the atmospheric kind of lulls in the music. Almost have that instrument. I think at one point in one of the singles, you can hear kind of like a, I'm not going to say like a lap guitar, as a sitar, right?
Right.
Just one of those stringed instruments, right? And just overall, this record, I think, is going to be an absolute blast. And I 100% get what you're saying with, it's black metal with pop sensibilities, right? And I know that a lot of true cult fans are probably like, this is the worst thing ever. But also, honestly, let's be honest, like, you guys kind of need this. Black metal is a really hard genre to get into. And something like this, I think, is just super, super cool and is only going to help the scene.
I totally agree, man. I agree. And like, yeah, and just to call it black metal is sort of like not fair anyway. It's a little bit, there's a little bit more going on than that, you know?
I think it's like blackened melodic death metal at best, right?
Yes. All right. We got two more. What could they be?
I don't know.
Let's get into number two.
All right. So number two, we're going to talk about this one for a little bit. This is the one everybody wants to hear about, is the new record Misery Made Me by Toronto, Canada's finest, Silverstein. Is this your band?
Yeah, I might know a bit about this record.
You might. So we've gotten five singles off this. Most recently this week, we've got the new single, what's it called?
Live
Like This with Nothing Nowhere. Kind of more of a pop-punky banger than the rest of the tracks that we've heard so far.
Definitely different. Very different from the last single called Die Alone, which was basically a straight up hardcore song.
It was.
This one has a lot of elements of electronic elements, programming in there, which we don't do much of. And then a big feature. But this one stems more on the lyrics, you know, the main lyric being, I don't want to die, but I can't live like this, which is probably how a lot of us felt over the last 2 years at various points.
For sure. Loneliness setting in, all the fun stuff.
Yes. So yeah, it's a different song for sure. But something we're excited about. And yeah, this record, you know, we recorded it kind of in the middle of the pandemic last summer when we weren't allowed to do much else. We couldn't tour yet.
I remember this.
And we got together and we lived together in the studio at the apartments there. It was on a native reservation, which was quite different. And we made this pretty intricate record that's got a lot of different dynamics to it. And we're stoked. We're really stoked. If anybody's any questions in the chat, feel free to throw them out there. But we're stoked just because this record, I think, is, I mean, we've made 10 records. So if I just say, oh, it's our best, people are going to be like, yeah, whatever. You said the last one was your best. Mm-hmm. But we truly feel like this record is one of the best records we've ever made and probably the most interesting record because there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited too. Obviously, it's an even Silverstein record, so it's going to be good.
That's how we do it. Yeah, every other record is good, yes.
But no, I think that these singles, there's a lot more diversity to them. I think they feel a little bit more organic than the last records. I know I had some gripes with the last record sounding a little too octane-y with the singles. This one, I think all the singles are great. I think my favorite still is Ultraviolet. I think that that chorus is just huge and an absolute banger. And I'm really excited to hear the rest of this record. No, I have not heard it early. Shane doesn't help me at all. But I'm really excited for it. Probably gonna listen to it.
I wouldn't send my own. I wouldn't send my own grandmother this record. Sorry, man. You got to keep that.
Like that.
Got to keep that lock and key, man.
You really do.
You do. Some questions here. Someone's wondering. They can't wait to hear how the ending of Live Like This goes into the next song. Oh, you figured it out. Ooh. It's the second last track. It goes into a pretty emotional final track called Misery. That's cool that you like the ending. Collab with Comeback Kid. How did that happen? Well, Andrew has been a very good friend of ours for a long time and just we kind of thought it sounded like a Comeback Kid song. So we said, let's get the guy from Comeback Kid and to make it better. And he did. What song do I think will surprise people the most? There's a song called The Altar / Mary. It's kind of two songs in one. Probably the most experimental we've ever been. It's the last song on side A. So that's going to be very, very interesting one. I'm excited for people to hear that. How many songs are on the record? It's 12, but then The Altar and Mary are on one track. So it's like 11 tracks, but 12 songs. Ninja Shark says Ultraviolet was fucking sick live too. Thank you, brother. Oh, yeah. And someone's asking about lyrics, which I don't think I want to get into right at the moment. We'll save that.
You're going to have so many interviews about that.
Oh, later. I know. Oh, I already have. But yes, and for the last question here from Fortune Pending, Misery, the song you started on Twitch stream. Yes, I did. That's the song that I worked on with you guys right here on this channel. Oh, and nice. A lot of it made it. A lot of the words we came up with, some stuff stuck there. The song is quite a bit different, especially the production. But yeah, some stuff there was thanks to Twitch. So pretty cool.
All right. And I got to ask, last question. Biggest breakdown on the album is that track with Mike from Devil Wears Prada, right?
There's a breakdown and Mike does it. Yes, yes, perfect. Yes. That's happening. He absolutely killed it. So there we go. And if my face will focus, doesn't want to today, that's fine. All right, sick. Yeah. Well, that is the Silverstein Misery Made Me album at number 2. Wow, Mike, you really did me dirty this week, dude. Wow.
Hey, I gave you number 2. We were originally planning dishonorable mention, remember?
Mike makes the list. I do not make the list. This was Mike's choice for number 2. Don't add him. All right, we are going to
take... I don't care. The haters make me stronger.
We're going to take a little break and we will be right back with the number 1 album of the week and it's not Silverstein.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables. Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite
him? And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, crust.
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic set. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
All right, we're back. What a break. All right. I needed it. Still fucking pissed about number two. All right. Oh, let's go. We're going to talk about the number one record, Mike. What could it be?
All right. So all three of these, the top three records, I think could have been a super solid number one this week. And honestly, I just kind of re-listened the singles and I thought back on what songs have been getting me the most hype the last couple of weeks. And even though this is my least favorite album title of the entire year, I am beyond excited for the new record from Stand Atlantic called Fear, aka Fuck Everything and Run. Horrible album title. These songs are absolutely incredible and some of the most fun that we've had all year.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not just saying this because my band lost on the new noise this week. I was actually kind of, I don't want to say disappointed because I don't think these songs are bad, but the direction of kind of the writing and the production
going a little bit more modern,
a little bit less organic instrument sounding, a little more stuff on the vocals, if that makes any sense. I like maybe just kind of a little bit more produced the vocals. I wasn't feeling these as much as the last record. So I don't know if it's just the kind of thing where the singles will get rolled out because maybe they're a little more commercial. But so far, I feel like I am really digging the last record more than this one.
So I felt kind of the same way. And then I started thinking about it and I thought back to Pink Elephant, which that's a record that we both absolutely adore. And I looked at the singles that came out on that and it was songs like Blurry, Drink to Drown, what was it? Wavelength, Jurassic Park, and then Hate Me. And like those were all the kind of more poppy songs that had a little bit more modern influence on them as well. So I really do think that the B-sides on this record are going to be kind of where those deep cuts that we absolutely love from Stan Atlantic kind of lie. I think that overall this record is going to be exactly what we expect from it. It's just going to be a super fun pop rock, punk rock, whatever you want to kind of throw them into, banger of a record. And that is to say, like, all three of these top three records, I absolutely am stoked for. I think they're all going to be album of the year contenders. I think I just kind of picked an order, right?
Yeah, that's nice of you to say. I don't know. I am really interested in hearing this record. And this band obviously is just continuing to blow up and rightfully so after what they did. Was it already 2 years? Already 2 years ago.
It was one of the first records we actually reviewed on this show.
That's right. So yeah, so this is about a year and a half. So relatively quick turnaround, I guess. That Nothing Nowhere single has been out for a minute too, right?
It has.
So,
but so is Bankrupt. So,
so is Bankrupt. That's true. Yeah, that's just that's great. It's a great list. We've got a big one this week. Let's recap. I think before we take on my mentions, I think
we should do.
Let's start with number nine.
So number nine, we've got the new record Explosions by 3 Days Grace.
Number eight.
We've got the new record Pain Into Power by Terror.
There you go. Hardcore Legends. Number seven.
New record Fury, I think it's called. I don't remember exactly. By Upon a Burning Body.
Yes. And number six.
Exercise Your Demons by Cliff Diver.
Very good. This is a really, really cool band. Number five.
The new EP, The Ever-Growing Wound by King Yosef.
Ever-Growing Wound. I like that.
It's a cool EP title.
I like that. Number
it almost
four.
Reminds me of Knocked Loose's last EP too.
Oh yeah.
I forget the name of that off the top of my head. It was my EP of the year.
Tear in the Fabric of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tear in the Fabric of Life.
Number four.
The new record, Harder Than It Looks by Simple Plan.
They love those sexual innuendos with their...
they really do.
Get Your Heart On. That was one. Get Your Heart On.
No Balls, harder. Just Helmets.
Yeah. They like that. Okay. Number three.
The new record... Rashomon by Ibaraki.
Yes. Matt Hafey of Trivian's very cool side project. Number two.
New record from Silverstein, Misery Made Me.
You know him, you love him. And number one.
Fear by Stan Atlantic. I'm not saying the acronym again. I hate this album title, but Okay. I'm gonna love this record.
Okay. That's it. That's our top nine this week, and lots of stuff there to check out.
Oh yeah.
How about honorable mentions? I bet there's more than a few.
All right. So I've got six albums on the honorable mentions list. This is going to be a lot of fun. There's a new record from Sigrid. I think that's how you say her name. She's kind of the pop star. She did the song with Ali from Bring Me the Horizon. Kind of been turned on to her music because of that. I think she's got a great voice and she had some catchy choruses.
Okay.
It's kind of basic, but you know, we can all be basic sometimes.
We can be basic.
Next up, there's a new record from AWOL Nation. Check that out if you're interested. I just like yelling "Sail," so maybe they Sail. Do that again. Beautiful.
Sail. Yep.
Speaking of sailing, we've got the new record from Hailstorm, which I always get confused with Hailstorm.
Well, it's almost exactly the same name.
It is.
Let's not say better band. Can we say different band?
It's the better band.
It's still my dream, Mike, to be spilling beer on each other while watching Hailstorm at a live show. It's still one of my dreams in life.
Maybe something.
It's never happened. It's going to happen.
But there's a new Hailstorm record. Lizzie Hale's always super talented. I didn't have a good gauge on this record because there's only two singles. And I don't know. The band's always consistently good to decent. So
it would be my top nine. Okay. Wow. Continue.
In place of Silverstein, right?
I'd bump it down a spot.
All right. There's also a new record from Arcade Fire. They're kind of a cool ambient indie band.
Sure. Sure, they're cool.
Whatever. And then there's
everyone's heard of Arcade Fire. Do we need to describe Arcade Fire?
I don't know.
They won a fucking Grammy for Record of the Year.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Man. Yeah,
I don't pay attention to the Grammys and crap. The only awards show that matters is New Noise End of the Year Album Award.
That's right. Album of the Year list. Yeah. That's right.
Perfect. And then there's a new record from Inanimate Existence. This is another cool band, just like Undeath and what was the Discordia that I recommended last week.
Yeah.
Kind of pushing the front of modern death metal and just doing some really cool, interesting stuff. I didn't toss it in top list because I was at nine already and I don't know. Sometimes it's just too much. Well, thank you, War Daddy 801. Would you like to make the list?
I don't know. I don't think I could talk about it 10 times.
Moving on.
And
next one, I haven't heard too much about this. Aside from the band Socials, there's only been one single. But supposedly this week, there's a new record from Drag Me Out. This is Dennis Stauff's band. You can remember him from The Black with Asking Alexandria, as well as a couple other projects he's had. The one song off this is really, really good, really catchy. Dennis is a super talented vocalist. It's going to be a good record if it is coming out. I haven't seen anything confirmed except for the original announcement in like January that this was happening. And it's May now, and I still only have one single, and I haven't heard anything else about it. This is a band that Sumerian doesn't really like to talk about, so who knows? Maybe it is coming out.
Okay.
Next up, we got a deluxe album from Chase Atlantic. I love Chase Atlantic. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about them putting out new music. Make sure you go check it out.
Chase Atlantic and Stan Atlantic always put out music at the same time, and I get confused.
It happens like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Next, we're into the singles. You're going on with him tomorrow, so we're going to talk about it. There's a new single from Nick Knock with NXK. It is Nick's trap metal project.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Apparently, he posted and he's like, memes become reality or something like that. So we're going to see what happens with this, but trap metal. I wanted to talk about it.
Oh, I'll be talking about him. I'll be talking about that with him tomorrow for sure.
Oh yeah. Make sure he plays it for
us. Yes. Oh, I hope he does. Yeah, definitely. That's tomorrow, 5 p.m. Everybody. Mm-hmm. I'll be on Nick Nocturnal's channel. Give him a follow. Come say hi. I'm excited. I love what he does over there on his channel.
For sure. Next up, It is Star Wars Day, and I get to talk about Star Wars again, one of the coolest projects out there that I don't know how on earth it still exists and Disney hasn't smote it down. It is a band called Galactic Empire, where they cosplay Star Wars characters and they play metal covers of Star Wars songs. For today, they did the Book of Boba Fett theme song. It is really cool. They are on Rise Records. They press vinyl. I don't know how this band continues to exist in the world of the Disney conglomerate anymore.
It's fantastic.
I love it. I'm here for it. They're great. It's super talented. I don't remember who the members of the band are, but they're all in like various other bands. It's just a cool thing.
Yep.
Make sure you check that out.
Yep.
Next up, there's a new single from Beach Bunny called Karaoke. It's a banger. Beach Bunny's super talented, kind of, I'm not going to say like surf rock, but indie rock. I don't know. It's okay. Just fun.
Okay.
Everybody's probably already talking about it, but we've got the new single Pop Off by Dance Kevin Dance.
Yep.
This is the first of three remaining music videos with Tim in them. The song's an absolute banger. John Mess is using prosthetics, been turned into the Rat King. I don't understand what's going on in the video. It's
sounds
really
right.
Good though. I love the song.
Yeah. I mean, they rip, man. And I've been speaking so highly of them over the last couple of years, just because I feel like they continue to up their game. Afterburner was an incredible record, and this is fixing to be right there with it. So.
Yep. And I will say what is it? I didn't put Afterburner in my top 10. I was a little kind of worn out on Dance Gavin Dance. That record is growing on me so much and I absolutely love it.
Wow. You can even admit when he's wrong, because it was in my top 10.
I can admit when I'm wrong. Give me go. next up, a band that I'm not wrong about because I don't think they're that great. But Varials is putting out a new single. If you're into that, check them out. I think they're a band that's just heavy for heaviness sake and it is what it is.
Okay. Wow. Mike, damn.
And next up, another band that I'm just going to completely be mad about. Memphis Mayfire, 9th single on an 11-track album, still a month out.
Wow.
Do what you will with that. I'm not listening to it. I don't care.
Nine singles.
Nine.
Out of 11.
And I think one song on the album's a cover too. Like the last song's a cover or something.
Oh man,
like,
it's crazy.
It's actually not looking great.
This is like a new approach though. Just release everything as singles and see what happens. I mean, does that inflate your numbers? Maybe, I don't know.
I have no idea.
There's a fine line, right? Because you know, you do more singles and then your numbers do get bigger. But I don't know about releasing that many. That is
yeah.
That
also,
is
how many people
crazy.
Are canceling their pre-orders? Right.
I don't know. That is very, very different. I've never heard of that, but okay.
Yep. New Straight From The Past single. They've announced a record for the 9th of September. Good old 9-9. Love that being a Friday. It's going to be pretty heavy release day, I'm pretty sure, just because it's a catchy release day. But yeah, new single. It's a banger. Make sure you go check that out. And in surprising fashion, after having their drummer leave the band, I forget who joined the band recently now as the new drummer, Suicide Silence. This is a band I had really, really written off for a long time. They just kept missing. I don't know what it was. I listened to this new track that they put out, and it's kind of thrashy, death metal-y almost, but still kind of tinges of deathcore, and this band is back. I don't know what they kind of changed or what's going on, but they're writing some absolutely incredible music again, and I'm really happy to say that because I used to love this band when Mitch was still kind of going with them. So, yeah, makes me really happy to say that.
All right.
Next up, there's a new Thousand Below single. Everybody loves Thousand Below, one of the most underrated bands in our scene. Make sure you go peep that because it's an absolute banger. You like Thousand Below, right?
I do.
Cool.
I do.
Next up, we've got a new single from my sweetheart, Carly Bae Jepsen. Make sure you go check that out. She does not miss. Probably my favorite pop artist of all time. I think she's just got a knack for writing catchy, fun, uplifting tunes.
I can agree. And she's Canadian.
Is she really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have to point that out every time someone's Canadian. Yeah.
Cool. Next up, just kind of keep it in the pop realm. There's a new Lady Gaga single this week. Another really cool artist that I like in the pop scene. So make sure you check that out. Everybody loves Lady Gaga. And let's get heavy again. There's a new Creator single. This is the third one off their upcoming record. I love Creator. I think they're the best thrash metal band of all time.
Sick.
It's going to be banger.
Sick. Yeah, Creator's great.
Next up, new single from 156 Silence. This is a really cool up-and-coming band. They're kind of heavy, hardcore, tinged with metalcore and beatdown. Just super solid band that knows how to write a great two-step in vibe.
Mm.
Next up, a cool band called The Anchor. They're releasing a new single. I haven't heard it yet. I saw it was out today. I've been meaning to check it out, but I really like The Anchor. I think that they're a cool band, kind of smaller. So make sure you check them out in that new single. We've got a new single from The Algorithm, which is kind of like progressive electronic music. I forget whose project it is off the top of my head. I'm sure somebody in chat knows. They're like a... It's a gent band's guitarist and he writes electronic music as a side. And it's super cool because it's kind of like metal written as a lot or electronic music written as metal, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sick. I like it.
Cool.
Next up, Chamber. You remember Chamber, that hardcore band? Just absolutely eviscerates.
Yes, I do remember Chamber. Yes.
Yeah. They put out 3 singles today. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to those yet either. But super cool that they just put out a burst of 3 singles. So I'm excited to check
Pretty rare. Out. Pretty rare. That's not a thing people do. So yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I don't know if we want to consider it like a small EP or something like that, but who knows? We'll see what kind of happens through the rest of the year. There's a new track from Vampires Everywhere. Make sure you check that out if you're into them. L'Exquisite Dolor put out a new single. They're kind of like Static Dress. One of those up-and-coming like post-hardcore bands. Always super solid. I love this revival as long as it's kind of genuine. And this is another one of those bands.
Does feel genuine. Yeah.
Yeah. And last up, you know that there's more of a reason than just Star Wars Day for me wearing this shirt because we have gotten the second single off Seventh Rum of a Seventh Rum by Alestorm. This one is called P-A-R-T-Y as an acronym. And how can you go wrong with a chorus that just goes P-A-R-T-Y, it's pirate party time.
P-A-R-T-Y, it's party pirate
it's
time.
It's pirate party time.
It's pirate party time. Okay.
It's incredible. I was kind of reading about it. Chris kind of did a quick little note about it on the YouTube video. Chris Bowe's vocalist of Alestorm.
Yes.
And he kind of said, you know, we were trying really hard to make a serious record. Lie, obviously. It's Alestorm. and we got to writing and we just couldn't help putting a disco-fueled metal track. or something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing, right? But he mentioned disco and it's very apt. It's just a catchy, fun, kind of dancey song. I really, really like it. The video has this really cool animation style where they're all skeletons and it's just a fun song and I'm so excited for this record. I love Alestorm.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, my dream, Mike, it's my dream.
Someday.
Just a pint of beer sloshing everywhere, you and I, while listening to
Party. Yeah. what a wild time, but that's our week.
That's our week. Big week. And I encourage you to check out our number 2 album of the week. It's the new album from Silverstein called Misery Made Me. I was a part of that one.
You're a part of it.
A little part of that one.
Just a little bit.
It's exciting. Big week.
It is. And you announced a tour. We forgot that in the news too.
Oh, we did. Yeah. Well, we can talk about it now. We did announce a very, very, very cool tour with the Amity Affliction and my band Silverstein co-headlining with support from Unity Texas and Holding Absence, which it's just a great tour. We are starting out at the end of August in Phoenix, Arizona, hitting pretty much all the major markets in the U.S. and also
it's a long tour.
Yeah, and finishing up in Toronto and Montreal. in Canada too, which is nice. Happy to bring all those bands to Canada. I don't know if Holding Absence have ever been to Canada. I think it'll be their first show.
Sick.
And obviously Amity Affliction's first one in a very long time too up there. So we're excited. Yep. It's just a really, really, really great tour. And this is a big week. Big week for my band.
Trying to make it for Royal Oak. So.
Yes. Love that place. Royal Oak is fantastic. Gab5 says we missed a Tidy Moving Parts single.
That was last week.
That was last week. Sorry, Gab5.
I talked about it last week too.
I remember. I said that band is criminally underrated, and it's true.
I also agree.
It's true. They are. All right. Well, that's our show. Thanks everybody for listening.
Oh, somebody pointed out in chat that the music video for Party by L-Storm is 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. Which they added like credits to it, which I feel like they had to have done just to get there.
Totally. Somebody thought that. All right. Well, now we'll knock it off. That's our show. Thanks, everybody.